What is wisdom? Is it different than intelligence? And how about foolishness? What does the Bible say about all that? Find out on today's Creation Moment. And now our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
What arrogance to tell someone that he's a fool. How much more arrogant if that man is a highly educated, highly qualified scientist with a string of degrees and doctorates to his name. Such a man might think that he has the right to comment on the existence, or rather the non-existence, of God, and that his intellectual superiority will be sufficient to convince his hearers. We know of quite a few such scientists, both men and women, who would fit the description just given. And yet the Bible's definition of foolishness does not place this negative quality in opposition to intelligence. Instead, foolishness is the opposite of wisdom. Wisdom is demonstrably not the same as intelligence. It is possible, and I would submit common, for a highly intelligent scientist to be foolish. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 1 verse 20 that God's invisible attributes have been clearly seen since the creation of the world. That verse goes on to state that those who reject God are therefore without excuse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight, says the proverb. Notice that the fear of the Lord is not the end of wisdom. There is much still for us to find out, and a wise man will become wiser as he studies God's word and finds out more about him. Notice also that insight is not gained by knowing about the Holy One. Insight and wisdom are gained by knowing God personally. Intelligence is good. Intellectual development is good. But knowing God is of supreme importance.
Visit us at creationmoments.com for a huge selection of books and DVDs about biblical creation and the Bible. Or call 1-800-42-BIBLE and ask how you can get a free ebook on creation.